Legislators are considering changes to a seven-month-old law that overhauled the criminal justice system. The commission that helped shape the law has recommended 14 changes to it. APRN and KTOO's Andrew Kitchenman reports on what lawmakers hope to accomplish.
The law allowed some low-risk offenders to avoid jail time, and it made other changes in sentencing, bail, and probation that are aimed at reducing the number of repeat offenders. Critics say the law is allowing some people charged with serious crimes to be released the same day they're arrested. The Alaska Criminal Justice Commission recommended a series of changes Monday. It suggested that some felony convictions currently receiving suspended sentences should instead lead to up to 90 days in jail. North Pole Senator John Coghill helped write the law. He says the Senate Judiciary Committee is trying to strike a balance in revising the law.
I think we're going to drill down pretty well in our committee, find what is the real public safety problem, can we give the police tools, can we give the law tools to actually hold people accountable so that when whatever society dishes up, we can hold people accountable.
Other recommendations in the report include correcting what the commission called an apparent oversight that eliminated a legal provision requiring sex offenders to serve probation. The commission recommended requiring mandatory probation for sex offenders. The commission reached a consensus on the recommendations that became the basis for the law last year. But that consensus has been tough to find this year, with some commission members calling for restoring tougher penalties than most commission members recommend. The only time they reached a consensus this year was a recommendation to make technical changes to the law. Anchorage Senator Kevin Meyer, a Republican, says the recommendation on giving up to 90 days to Class C felons appears to be too soft.
I think that we have to keep in mind of the victim. I know if somebody was threatening me with a gun, I wouldn't want just a slap on the wrist.
Critics of the law have linked it to a rise in some crimes in parts of the state. But Coghill, a Republican, says the sweeping nature of the law has focused public attention on it.
So it's not surprising that people would blame that when there was a failure in public safety or our ability to hold people accountable. But it just simply isn't true that it's the cause of all failures in our system.
Anchorage Senator Bill Willikowski, a Democrat, says he doesn't want to amend the law based on what he says may be knee-jerk reactions. He wants any changes to be based on evidence from Alaska and other states.
If just the penalties we have in the bill work and people are getting rehabilitated, then that's certainly something I'd want to know. And it, by the same token, if it's not working, if people are getting off and committing other crimes, then I certainly want to know that as well.
Coghill says some of the pushback to the law was political, while other concerns were due to unrelated factors that predated the law, such as the ongoing opioid addiction epidemic. He says tight budgets in the Department of Law and local police departments have also caused problems, as has a separate change in bail schedules made by the court system.
Yes, there's been pushback. So what we try to do is we try to figure out what pushback is political, what is misinformation, what is a timeline problem, and what is a real public safety problem.
Coghill is a non-voting member of the Criminal Justice Commission. He plans to use the commission's recommendations to draft potential changes to the law, which the Senate Judiciary Committee will discuss in the coming weeks. In Juneau, I'm Andrew Kitchenman.